Humanitarian Affairs and Disaster Management, Minister Peter Mayan, told reporters in Juba yesterday that Uganda has closed a major export market in order to address its own food insecurity.
Uganda has closed down one of the major markets, which we actually get the supply from, not only us, but also the Republic of Congo and other countries.
8.3 million people, or 75% of South Sudan's population, are suffering from extreme food insecurity, according to the World Food Programme. Mayen says he fears millions of South Sudanese who are already food insecure will face a worsening situation due to Ugandan's decision.
The food supply we used to get as a country, we are no longer getting it, and may increase deeply into a major crisis. And also given the fact that the displacement as a result of communal and internal conflict that had happened over the previous years and continue to happen has led to a major instability in terms of the community to produce their own food. The humanitarian situation in the country, only fractions of the country can afford their daily meat.
The pandemic and Russia's war in Ukraine have also threatened Africans' food supply. The war has disrupted global agriculture exports from both Russia and Ukraine. Two grain exporting powerhouses, which accounted for at least 24% of global wheat exports. Mayan says South Sudan's humanitarian crisis is the worst in the region, but says his ministry is working with aid agencies to come up with an action plan to address the country's acute food insecurity.
A call on our friends and the neighboring countries to continue opening up their supplies of food commodity in Uganda, Kenya, Ethiopia, Sudan, so that the traders who are continue to buying food commodity in those areas can be supplied with the food commodity, and including the humanitarian sectors to be supplied with the needed and added food commodity.
William Kaikai, the head of research at the World Food Programme in South Sudan, says the WFP has been monitoring food costs around the country. He says prices have been going up at their fastest pace on local and imported items.
As a result, most of the households have been unable to afford basic food to meet their needs in terms of their, you know, basic food and nutrition requirements. Just an example, for instance, the cost of cooking oil increased by more than 50% in most markets. In some markets, such as Torit, the prices increased by almost 67% since February, Akobo 50%, and the trend is the same across all the other markets.
Elim Demeke, an official with the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, calls the country's food security situation fragile and says joint efforts are required to address it.
It requires multi-sectoral, multi-institutional, and also multi-country response for this one. So FAO is in general committed to work with partners in easing the pressure on the vulnerable community. The full impact of the Ukraine war and also other compounding factors is not fully captured now. We have agreed as a team, including in partnership with the government, to go deeper and do a comprehensive analysis of the situation and come up with a joint strategic plan.
Demeke says the Food and Agriculture Organization will work with the government to address South Sudan's food insecurity. For VOA News, I am Sheila Aponi in Juba.